Dear friends, how do you deal with the trouble of being scorned because of your faith in Jesus Christ? When people mock, when people persecute, when proud people look at you and speak with you with contempt, how do you deal with that? Do you ignore it? Do you compromise your faith and your walk and your life so that you would fit in? Most people do that. Most people don't want to be seen as different. This is the answer that the psalmist gives. He says, what he will do is looking to the Lord. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes. And we do need to lift up our eyes to God. Because you see, if we don't lift up our eyes to God, that's an expression that I'm not looking at this earth. I'm not looking at myself. I'm not looking at these people. I'm not looking at my circumstances and the troubles that I face. I'm looking up. And I have to do that. Because if I don't do that, I'll be so depressed. I'll be so cast down. All I see is the hand of man and the work of the flesh. All I see is my own sin. I need to lift up mine eyes to God. And where is God? He dwells in his heaven. That's where God is. I have to look to Christ, who is at the right hand of God, who makes intercession for me. I look to heaven. I look to God. I look to his Son, Jesus Christ. And he is seeking God's mercy. He keeps repeating it. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me, he says. We need God's mercy. He speaks about that his soul is exceedingly filled, he says. His soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those. So it's actually affecting not just his ears. It's not just affecting him outwardly. It's going deep in his soul. It's affecting him inwardly. You know, your trouble, my trouble, mostly is in our hearts, in our minds. That's where we are afflicted the most. And that's where Satan attacks too. And so here he says earlier in verse 3, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. You look at this world and it treats the Christian unfairly. You look at what's happening to Christians in the Middle East or in Africa or in various parts of Asia. You see Christians being afflicted and troubled. And then you look at this country, what do you see? You look at the Western world, what do you see? Deadness and coldness and barrenness and atheism abounds, paganism abounds, false Christianity abounds, and then there are those who name the name of Jesus Christ who are not true Christians. And it's discouraging. And it seems unfair that the true faith of Jesus Christ and the true biblical Christianity is not loved, is despised. But the synagogues of Satan, temples of Baal, they are filled with people, with lots of noise, activities. They have resources. They have lots of people. Friends, what you should do is this, to look up to the Lord. Look up to the Lord. Look up to the Savior. The Lord will sort all of these things out. What we need is the Lord in our lives. What we need is to be a people of prayer. And so here the psalmist, he says, this is what I'm going to do. I don't know what the outcome will be, but all I am satisfied with, if I am God's servant, he says, behold, as the eyes of thy servant look unto the hand of their masters. He says, so in the sovereign working of God, in his providence, this is where we are. We are being scorned. It is all unfair, it seems. The church seems to be getting smaller and smaller, but I'm going to do this. I will serve God. I will be spent for the Lord. I will live for him. I will look to him. And that's a battle. there is a battle in our hearts because our soul is filled with contempt. And we sense these things in our soul and in our heart. But so it is a battle every day that you get up and say, I'm going to look up. Every day that you look up, you get up, you say, I will serve God. Whatever it may happen to me, I will serve the Lord. He will look after. He will care for his own. So be encouraged, dear friends. There are people at ease. There are people who are proud. Let us not be Christians who are at ease. This is not our home. That's our downfall, when we are at ease. And it would be our downfall if we are proud people. That's the attitude of the world. We'll have to leave it there. But be encouraged, dear friends. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in heaven. Let us pray to him now.